There be some sports are painful, and their labor delighten them sets off. Some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone, and most poor matters point to rich ends. This, my mean task, would be as heavy to me as odious. But the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead and makes my labor's pleasures. Oh, she is 10 times more gentle than her father's crabbed, and he's composed of harshness. I must remove some thousands of these logs and pile them up upon a sore injunction. My sweet mistress weeps when she sees me work, and says such baseness had never like executor. I forget. But these sweet thoughts do even refresh my labors most busiest when I do it.
Alas, now pray you, work not so hard. I would the lightning had burnt up those logs that you are enjoined to pile. Pray set it down and rest you. When this burns, 'twill weep for having wearied you. My father is hard at study. Pray now, rest yourself. He's safe for these 3 hours.
Oh, most dear mistress, the sun will set before I shall discharge what I must strive to do.
If you'll sit down, I'll bear your logs the while. Pray, give me that. I'll carry it to the pile.
No, precious creature, I had rather crack my sinews, break my back, than you should such dishonor undergo while I sit lazy by.
It would become me as well as it does you, and I should do it with much more ease, for my good will is to it, and yours it is against.
Poor worm, thou art infected. This visitation shows it.
You look wearily.
No. Noble mistress, 'tis fresh morning with me when you are by at night. I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set it in my prayers. What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broke your hest to say so.
Admired Miranda! Indeed, the top of admiration, worth what's dearest to the world. Full many a lady I have eyed with best regard, and many a time the harmony of their tongues hath into bondage brought my too diligent ear. For several virtues have I liked several women, never any with so full soul, but some defect in her did quarrel with the noblest grace she owed and put it to the foil. But you, oh, you so perfect and so peerless, are created of every creature's best.
I do not know one of my sex. No woman's face remember, save from my glass mine own. Nor have I seen more that I may call men than you, good friend and my dear father. How features are abroad I am skillless of, but by my modesty, the jewel in my dower, I would not wish any companion in the world but you. Nor can imagination form a shape besides yourself to like of. But I prattle something too wildly, and my father's precepts I therein do forget.
I am in my condition a prince, Miranda. I do think a king I would not so, and would no more endure this wooden slavery than to suffer the flesh fly blow my mouth. Hear my soul speak. The very instant that I saw you did my heart fly to your service. There resides to make me slave to it, and for your sake am I this patient logman.
Do you love me?
Oh, heaven, oh, earth, bear witness to this sound, and crown what I profess with kind event if I speak true. If hollowly, invert what best is boded me to mischief. I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honor you.
I am a fool to weep at what I am glad of.
Fair encounter of 2 most rare affections. Heavens rain grace on that which breeds between them.
Oh, wherefore weep you?
At mine unworthiness that dare not offer what I desire to give, and much less take what I shall die to want. But this is trifling, and all the more it seeks to hide itself, the bigger bulk it shows. Hence, bashful cunning, and prompt me plain and holy innocence. I am your wife, if you will marry me. If not, I'll die your maid. To be your fellow, you may deny me, but I'll be your servant, whether you will or no.
My mistress dearest, and I thus humble ever.
My husband, then?
I, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in't. And now farewell, till half an hour hence.
1,000,000.
So glad of this as they, I cannot be, who are surprised withal. But my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet ere supper time must I perform much business appertaining.
Freedom, freedom.
Tell not me. When the butt is out, we will drink water, not a drop before. Therefore, bear up and boredom. Servant monster, drink to me.
Servant monster, the folly of this island. They say there's but 5 upon this isle. We are 3 of them. If the other 2 be brained like us, whew, the state totters.
Drink, servant monster, when I bid thee. Thy eyes are almost set in thy head.
Where should they be set else? He were a brave monster indeed if they were set in his tail.
My man monster hath drowned his tongue in sack. For my part, the sea cannot drown me. I swam ere I could recover the shore 35 leagues off and on. By this light thou shalt be my lieutenant, monster, or my standard.
Your lieutenant, if you list. He's no standard.
We'll not run, monsieur monster.
Nor go, neither. But you'll lie like dogs and yet say nothing, neither.
Moon calf, speak once in thy life if thou be'st a good moon calf.
How does thy honor? Let me lick thy shoe. I'll not serve him. He is not valiant.
Thou liest, most ignorant monster. I am in case to jostle a constable. Why, thou debauched fish, thou. Was there ever man a coward that hath drunk so much sack as I today? Wilt thou tell a monstrous lie, being but half a fish? And half a monster.
Lo, how he mocks me. Wilt thou let him, my lord?
Lord, quoth he, that a monster should be such a natural.
Lo again. Bite him to death, I prithee.
Trinculo, keep a good tongue in your head. If you prove a mutineer, the next tree. A poor monster's my subject, and he shall not suffer indignity.
I thank my noble lord. Wilt thou be pleased to hearken once again the suit I made to thee?
Marry, will I. Kneel and repeat it. I will stand and so shall Trinculo.
As I told thee before, I am subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island.
Thou liest!
Thou liest, thou jesting monkey, thou! I would my valiant master would destroy thee. I do not lie.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more in tale by this hand, I will supplant some of thy teeth.
Why, I said nothing!
Mum, then, and no more. Proceed.
I say, by sorcery he got this isle. From me he got it. If thy greatness will revenge it on him, for I know thou darest, but this thing dare not.
That's most certain.
Thou shalt be lord of it, and I'll serve thee.
How now shall this be compassed? Canst thou bring me to the party?
Yea, my lord. I'll yield him thee asleep, where thou mayest knock a nail into his head.
Thou liest, thou canst not.
What a pie ninny's this, thou scurvy patch. I do beseech thy greatness. Give him blows, and take his bottle from him. When that's gone, he shall drink naught but brine, for I'll not show him where the quick freshes are.
Tranquillo, run into no further danger. Interrupt the monster one word further, and by this hand I'll turn my mercy out of doors and make a stockfish of thee.
Why, what did I? I did nothing. I'll go farther off.
Didst thou not say he lied?
Thou liest.
Do I so? Well, take that. Ow! And as you like this, give me the lie another time.
Oh, I did not give thee the lie. Out of your wits and hearing, too. A pox on your bottle. This can sack and drinking do. A murrain on your monster, and the devil take your fingers.
Now, forward with your tail. Prithee, stand further off.
Beat him enough. After a little time, I'll beat him too.
Stand further off. Come, proceed.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with him in the afternoon to sleep. There thou mayst brain him, having first seized his books, or with a log, batter his skull, or punch him with a stake, or cut his weasand with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot, as am I, nor hath not one spirit to command. They do all hate him as rootedly as I. Burn but his books. He has brave utensils, for so he calls them, which, when he has a house, he'll deck with all. And that, most deeply to consider, is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a nonpareil. I never saw woman, but only Sycorax, my dam, and she. But she as far surpasseth Sycorax as greatest does least.
Is so brave a lass?
Aye, my lord. She will become thy bed, I warrant, and bring thee forth brave brood.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces. And Tranquillo and thyself shall be viceroys. Dost thou like the plot, Tranquillo?
Excellent.
Give me thy hand. I am sorry I beat thee, but while thou livest, keep a good tongue in thy head.
Within this half hour will he be asleep. Wilt thou destroy him then?
Aye, on my honor.
This will I tell my master.
Thou makest me merry. I am full of pleasure. Let us be jocund. Will you troll the catch you taught me but while e'er?
At thy request, monster, I will do reason any reason. Come on, Tranquillo, let us sing. Flout him and scout him and scout him and flout him and thought is free.
That's not the tune.
What is this scene?
This is the tune of our catch, played by the picture of nobody.
If thou be'st man, show thyself in thy likeness. If thou be'st devil, take it as thou list.
Oh, forgive me my sins!
He that dies pays all debts. I defy thee. Mercy on us.
Art thou afeard?
No, monster, not I.
Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises, sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes a thousand twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometimes voices that if I then had waked after long sleep will make me sleep again. And then in dreaming, the clouds, methought, would open and show riches ready to drop upon me, that when I waked, I cried to dream again.
This will prove a brave kingdom to me, where I shall have my music for nothing.
When Prospero is destroyed.
That by and by, I remember the story.
The sound is going away. Let's follow it and after do our work.
Lead, monster, we'll follow. I would I could see this Taborer. He lays it on. We'll come.
I'll follow, Stefano.
By our lake, and I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache. Here's a maze trod indeed through forthrights and meanders. By your patience, I needs must rest me.
Old Lord, I cannot blame thee, who am myself attached with weariness to the dulling of my spirits. Sit down and rest. Even here, I will put off my hope and keep it no longer for my flatterer. He is drowned, whom thus we stray to find, and the sea mocks our frustrate search on land. Well, let him go.
I am right glad that he's so out of hope. Do not, for one repulse, forego the purpose that you resolved to effect.
The next advantage will we take throughly.
Let it be tonight, for now they are oppressed with travail. They will not, nor cannot use such vigilance as when they are fresh.
I say tonight, no more.
What harmony is this? Good, my friends, hark.
Marvelous, sweet music.
Give us kind keepers, heavens. What are these?
A living drollery. Now I will believe that there are unicorns. That in Arabia there is one tree, the Phoenix Throne. One phoenix at this hour reigning there.
I'll believe both. And what does else want credit come to me, and I'll be sworn 'tis true. Travelers ne'er did lie, though fools at home condemn 'em.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me? If I should say I saw such islanders, for certes these are people of the island, who though they are of monstrous shape, yet note, their manners are more gentle, kind, than of our human generation you shall find many, nay, almost any.
Honest Lord, thou hast said well, for some of you there present are worse than devils.
I cannot too much muse such shapes, such gesture, and such sound, expressing, although they want the use of tongue, a kind of excellent dumb discourse.
Praise in departing.
They vanished strangely.
No matter, since they have left their viands behind, for we have stomachs. Will please you to taste of what is here?
Not I.
Faith, sir, you need not fear. When we were boys, who would believe that there were mountaineers dew-lapped like bulls whose throats had hanging at them wallets of flesh, or that there were such men whose heads stood in their breasts, which now we find each putter out of 5 for 1 will bring us good warrant of?
I will stand to and feed, although my last... No matter, since I feel the best is past. Brother, my lord the Duke, stand to and do as we.
You are free men of sin, whom destiny that hath to instrument this lower world and what is in it, the never surfeited sea hath caused to belch up you. And on this island where man doth not inhabit, you amongst men being most unfit to live, I have made you mad. Even with such like valor, men hang and drown their proper selves. You fools, I and my fellows are ministers of fate. The elements of whom your swords are tempered may as well wound the loud winds, or with be-mocked at stabs kill the still closing waters, as diminish one dowel that's in my plume. My fellow ministers are like invulnerable. If you could hurt, your swords are now too massy for your strengths and will not be uplifted. But remember, for that's my business to you, that you three from Millen did supplant good Prospero. Exposed unto the sea, which hath requited him and his innocent child, for which foul deed the powers, delaying, not forgetting, have incensed the seas and shores, yea, all the creatures against your peace. Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft, and do pronounce by me lingering perdition, worse than any death can be at once, shall step by step attend you and your ways, whose wraths to guard you from, which here in this most desolate isle else falls upon your heads, is nothing but heart sorrow and a clear life ensuing.
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel. A grace it had, devouring. Of my instruction hast thou nothing bated in what thou hadst to say. So with good life and observation strange, my meaner ministers their several kinds have done. My high charms work, and these, mine enemies, are all knit up in their distractions. They now are in my power. And in these fits I leave them, while I visit young Ferdinand, whom they suppose is drowned, and his and mine loved darling.
In the name of something holy, sir, why stand you in this strange stare?
Oh, it is monstrous, monstrous. Methought the billows spoke and told me of it. The winds did sing it to me, and the thunder, that deep and dreadful organ pipe, pronounced the name of Prosper. It did base my trespass. Therefore, my son near the ooze is bedded, and I'll seek him deeper than e'er plummet sounded, and with him there lie muddled.
But one fiend at a time I'll fight their legions, or I'll be thy second.
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison given to work a great time after, now gins to bite the spirits. I do beseech you, that are of suppler joints, follow them swiftly, and hinder them from what this ecstasy may now provoke them to.
Follow, I pray you.